If you compare their policy platforms, the candidates vying for the Republican nomination for governor look pretty similar. All three want to narrow Pennsylvania's legal abortion window, for instance, and favor work requirements for Medicaid recipients. Plus, all have declined to make their tax returns public. But WITF's Katie Meyer reports, with less than a week until Tuesday's primary election, the gubernatorial hopefuls are still hard at work to convince voters that some things set them apart.
It's a Tuesday evening in early May, and an elaborately decorated lobby in Malvern is swarming with Republicans. A number of state officials are officers for the Pennsylvania GOP. Many more are members of the Chester County Republican Party, the group behind this particular dinner. But the keynote speaker, and the name on most of the signs, banners, and lapel buttons, is a guy who still describes himself as a political outsider, even after 4 years in the state Senate.
Next week. So with that, it's my great honor to introduce the next governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Scott Wagner.
At this point, Wagner's been running for governor for a year and a half, and is the closest thing this race has to a household name. The York County-based owner of a successful waste hauling company has sunk millions of his own dollars into his campaign. And all the while, he's walked a line between criticizing Pennsylvania's government and trying to show voters he knows how to navigate it.
When I was on the outside, you know, I was critical of how Harrisburg operated, critical of the people. And I've been there, and I found out where the problems are, and I know where the problems are. And there are a lot of
early in the race, pundits dubbed Wagner a sort of ultra-conservative Donald Trump light. And although the label is stuck, Wagner has lately pitched himself as more of a straightforward problem solver.
I don't think this is a competition about who's more conservative. It's about who understands the issues.
On a few issues, he's struck a more moderate tone. He supports so-called clean slate legislation designed to help criminal offenders exit the justice system, for instance. Wagner also said he's open to raising the minimum wage by a couple dollars and wants to expand anti-discrimination laws to include sexual orientation and gender identity. But on most issues, from budgeting to gun background checks to the death penalty,
it's bottom line. When you kill children, we're going to kill you.
He is well within established Republican Party lines. State GOP Chair Val DiGiorgio says that's really why Wagner landed the coveted party endorsement, and the reason why he's keynoting this Chester County dinner in the first place.
Look, Scott had been running for a couple years for this. People knew him. They knew his record. Scott is the man for the age right now. It's the spirit of we need to fix Harrisburg, and who can best do that?
DiGiorgio, who's in his first year as party chair, admits the primary race is a lot more contentious than he anticipated.
Oh, yeah, definitely was. A lot of passion. A bunch of folks with a lot of passion. So just want everybody to stay positive as much as best they can. That's my request.
As DiGiorgio speaks, the other candidate responsible for a lot of that acrimony is actually in the room. Like Wagner, former health systems consultant Paul Mango has sunk millions into his campaign. In his case, a lot of that money went towards ads attacking the senator as, among other things, a slumlord and deadbeat dad. The ads prompted DiGiorgio and the state party to call for civility, but Mango stands by them.
Oh, we've embraced it, of course. The senator spent about $1.5 million elevating our name ID, so we're pretty pleased with it.
The Pittsburgh-based Mango is considered an underdog, and standing in a back corner of the hotel conference room as Wagner prepares for his speech, he says as much.
This is the Republican Party. Yes, I may be the candidate of the people and the outsider, but I'm going to need this party to help me beat Tom Wolf in the fall.
Like Wagner, Mango checks off most conservative boxes, and then some. He's against broader gun background checks, wants to axe property taxes, and opposes legalizing recreational marijuana. He also notes he's even further right in a few areas. For instance, he personally opposes gay marriage, though notes he wouldn't defy the Supreme Court. And he doesn't want to expand anti-discrimination laws for fear they would compromise religious freedom.
Well, I'm the most conservative candidate in the race, and that's been confirmed by independent parties, including the Family Research Council, including folks like Rick Santorum.
If Mango's an underdog, the race's third candidate, Pittsburgh lawyer Laura Ellsworth, meets that definition even more. She's the least well-funded contender and the only one who hasn't been able to sink millions of her own dollars into self-promotion. Just recently, Ellsworth started airing her very first round of TV ads. So, at least partly out of necessity, she has stood aside as Wagner and Mango have ripped each other on the airwaves and has tried to offer voters an alternative.
It's just that people have been watching TV and are saying things like, I can't believe this is my choice, and that when they find there is another choice, we've been finding some really positive results, so that's a good thing.
On a sunny Saturday, not far from where Mango and Wagner mingled at the county GOP dinner, Ellsworth is spending the morning at a Bryn Mawr farmer's market. Standing behind a small table decorated with balloons and campaign signs, she pitches her platform to anyone who stops by.
You said about civility, that's what we're running on. We're running on civility, getting things done, stop all the nonsense and the shouting, and just deliver results for people.
In a lot of ways, Ellsworth's not too different from her opponents, with her aversion to abortion and tax hikes and support for the death penalty. She differs in a few important ways, though. She supports an independent citizens commission on redistricting and is the only candidate who supported John Kasich for president instead of Donald Trump. Plus, Ellsworth opposes eliminating property taxes for fear of destabilizing schools and wants separate funding streams for public and charter schools. That day at the market, many people, like longtime conservative Wendy Wilson, were on board and looking for a change of pace.
I'm fed up with the whole thing. I just turn off the news. Sorry, I don't even listen to you. It's really awful. I just want to, let's get on with it.
Sitting there at the market, Wilson wrote Ellsworth a check on the spot. The candidate says lately, those reactions are happening all across the Commonwealth. But even so, she acknowledges it's tough to get past her opponent's fundraising leads. There's been little external polling done on the race, but a few recent surveys have shown no matter who wins the GOP nomination, incumbent Democrat Tom Wolf currently has an advantage heading into November's general election. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer, WITF News at the state capitol.